First Chronicles, Chapter 5. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but, since he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph the son of Israel, and the genealogy is not to be recorded according to the birthright. For Judah prevailed above his brethren, and from him came the prince, but the birthright was Joseph's. The sons, I say, of Reuben the firstborn of Israel were, Hanok, and Pallu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel, Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shemaiah's son, Micah his son, Raiah his son, Baal his son, Bera his son, whom Telgath-Pilneser king of Assyria carried away captive, he was prince of the Reubenites. And his brethren by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was recorded, were the chief, Jael, and Zechariah, and Bela the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aroer, even on Unbo and Balmion. And eastward he settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle were multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout all the east land of Gilead. And the children of Gad dwelt next to them, in the land of Bashan as far as Salcah. Joel the chief, and Shaphum the next, and Janai, and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brethren of the house of their fathers were, Michael, and Meshullam, and Sheba, and Jerai, and Yachan, and Ziah, and Heber, 7. These are the children of Abihail the son of Hari, the son of Jero, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Yado, the son of Buz. The son of Abdil, the son of Guni, chief of the house of their fathers. And they dwelt in Gilead and Bashan, and in its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon, within their borders. All these were recorded by genealogies in the days of Jotham king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, and the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, of valiant men, men able to bear shield and sword, and to shoot with bow, and skillful in war, were 40,730 that went out to the war. And they made war with the Hagrites, with Jeder, and Nephish, and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagrites were delivered into their hand, and all that were with them, for they cried to God in the battle, and he heeded their prayer, because they put their trust in him. And they took away their cattle, of their camels 50,000, and of sheep 250,000, and of donkeys 2,000, and of men 100,000. For there fell down many slain, because the war was of God. And they dwelt in their place until the captivity. And the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land, they increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon and Seir, and to Mount Hermon. And these were the heads of the house of their fathers, even Eper, and Ishi, and Eliel, and Azrael, and Jeremiah, and Hodaviah, and Yadil, mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of the house of their fathers. And they transgressed against the God of their fathers, and played the harlot with the gods of the people of the land, whom God destroyed before them. And the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul king of Assyria, and the spirit of Telgath-Pilneser king of Assyria, and he carried them away, even the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them unto Halah, and Haber, and Hara, and to the river Gozan, unto this day.